Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt das Mila, Perik Hey, Mishnah Dalet. The Gizber of Hegdash, Natal, took for himself Evan, a stone, a kaira or a beam, shall Hegdash that belongs to Hegdash. It was in his Rishos, he didn't use it yet. Hareza Loima. That's because he never really took it out of the Rishos of Hegdash, and he didn't have any Hanah from it yet. All right, let's backtrack a little bit. There are two ways to be Chayiv on Mi'ila. One is Hanah. I have pleasure, which is valued at a pruta, at least a pruta from a chefetz of Hegdash. If it's something that gets worse for the wear, it's worn down, then I have to wear it down a shava pruta. If it's something that doesn't get worn down, as soon as I have a na shava pruta, even if there's no damage done to it. There also is a second type of mi'ila called mi'ila of haitzah. That means I took the chefetz out of Hegdash into a different rishos. Let's say I sold it, or I gave it as a gift to a friend. Then you're chayiv, even if there's no pagam in the chayfetz whatsoever. So our Mishnah told us that we have over here a gizbar of Hegdash. In his rishos, we have stones that belong to Hegdash, beams that belong to Hegdash, and people were magdash. This gizbar forgot that it's Hegdash because every mi'il is b'shaykik. He took one of them to use it for himself. He didn't use it yet. So the fact that he took it to use for himself is not called Haitzah Mirishos Hegdash. Because even in his hands, it's still in the Rishos of Hegdash, being that he's the one responsible for it. He's the treasurer. He's the gizber. The way the Batanura explains it, Kol Hechad Metaltelehu Bebeisei Havei Rishos Hegdash Kebatchila. Nothing really happened other than he took it and said, ooh, I need this beam over here to support the roof. It looks like it's sagging. However, says the Mishnah, Nesana lechaveira, if the gizber gave it to his friend, then moal. Then the gizber is the treasure of Hegdash, he is moal behegdash, not the friend, the gizber. Because giving it to his friend constitutes taking it out from the rishus of Hegdash. What about his friend? Is his friend also moal behegdash? No. Lechaveira loy moal, because it already went out to chulin when he gave it to him. What if the gizber did not give it to his friend? Rather, b'no b'tech b'esi, like it built it into his house. Literally, that's what it means. We'll soon see what it means. Hareza le'mol, he wouldn't be mo'il, at she'yadir tachtel b'shav apruta. Until, literally, he lives underneath it, but it means he has hanah by being there for a shav apruta. For example, say he took a stone and blocked the window with it, and he had Paris over there. The Paris would have gotten wet. So he had hanah of a shav apruta. Only from that point is he moil behegdash. So the reason he has to wait until he has hanah b'shav apruta is because he didn't secure it in. He didn't nail it in. He didn't cement it in. He just closed the window with it, took the beam, put it on the door frame, whatever he did with it, he put it into place. That's why you have to wait for him to have hanah for a shav apruta. But if he physically built it into his house, cemented it in, then he would be chayv right away. Because he has hanah just right there and then. He now has a better house. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, not all pruta shall Hegdish. The gizber of Hegdish took for himself a pruta of Hegdish that was laying in his rishos, but he didn't use it yet. Hareza loyma, because he didn't take it out of the rishos of Hegdish, and he had no hanah from it yet. But suppose the son of the gizber gave it lachaveri to his friend. So who again? Who means the gizber, the treasurer of Hegdish, ma'aliz ma'al behegdish, because he took the pruta out of the rishus of Hegdash, v'chaveirei loymal, and his friend was not moil behegdash. As explained earlier, by the time he got it, it was chulin already. Now, suppose the son of the gizber gave it labalon. Labalon is the person who's in charge of the bathhouse. Gave it to him so he can use the bathhouse. This was his admission fee. Avol b'shalei rochas, even though he didn't wash himself there yet, mal, he's already moil behegdash. Why? Shehu, because this bathhouse attendant, Oymalay, says to him, oh, you paid. It's open for you. You paid your admission? Go in and wash yourself. Memela, once he pays it, it's as if it was used already. Let's say you would have someone like a tailor or shoemaker or barber. It's doing something for you. So over there, the Mefarshim say, Yanachanami. He has to do the service. But over here, what am I paying for? Paying for the open door. Well, the open door you have as soon as you pay for it, even before he actually uses it. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, the Sechtes Mila Perikei, Mishnah Dalid. We learned that if the Gizber, the treasurer of Hegdish, by mistake, took himself an Eben or a stone or a beam that belongs to Hegdish, so just by taking it, and it's still in his Rishos, there's no Me'ila yet, because he didn't take it from one Rishos to the other, and he didn't use it. But if he gives this stone or beam to a friend, then he, the Gizber, is Me'il, the friend is not, because by the time the friend gets it, Me'il already took place, and the item went out to Chulin. If the Gizber physically built it into his house, we learned, then he's Me'il right away, because his house is worth more. He has enough. He didn't mamish physically build it in, but he put it, let's say, to block a window, and now it's going to protect his peiros. So once he has another shava pruta, then he is Me'il. Then we learned the case in the Mishnah, if the Gizber took a pruta that belongs to Hegdish, he's not Me'il. Just by lifting it, he's not Me'il, because it was already in his Rishus. He's not taking it out of his Rishus. But if he gives it to his friend, then the Gizber who gave it to him is Me'il. The friend is not, because the pruta already lost its kiddush. And finally, we learned that if the Gizber gave it to a bathhouse attendant, or the one who runs the bathhouse, the one who's in charge of collecting the money, even though he didn't use it yet, but because the door is open, he paid his admission fee, and the bathhouse manager says, you can come in whenever you want, so that's already called having a na, and he was Me'il Behegdish.